We seek connections, grow in spirit, and love the whole world. These are a few phrases that Gretchen helped me with, a sort of summary of why we're here. But wait, I'm the finance committee chair, so let's talk budgets. First of all, let me tell you that creating a budget and executing one are two very different things. And the good news is, we've done well executing our budget this year. Out of the $38,500 I told you 2 weeks ago that we budgeted from the Assistant Minister's Fund and Reserve Fund, we fully expect to be able to save at least one quarter of that for future years. And the pledge drive, our average pledge seems to have shot up from $1,280 to over $1,400 per pledging unit. At least from those of you who've responded, that is outstanding. Between these two things, we have the resources to fund our budget at exactly the same levels as last year. We've dug out of that hole a little bit, filled in the hole a little bit, keep my analogy straight. But if we want to add to our budget at all, we need to do something else. What we really need is to face a reality that's been coming at us for a while now. We can no longer depend on increased pledges alone to grow our budget and build our future. Seek connection, grow in spirit, and love the whole world. Times have changed both in the world and in our congregation. Pledging doesn't mean the same thing to a changing demographic that it once did. People have different modes of giving, different things that feel comfortable and true for them. This is true across the nation and not only in UU churches. And us, we're changing too. Moving from a small to mid-sized congregational model to a new world of a large church. I know it seems like we've been a large church for a while now, but organizationally, we're not there yet. That transition needs time, effort, and knowledge put into it. And to make finances really work during this organizational growth spurt and beyond, we need to find new ways to build our financial health. Our finances need to be an integral part of our congregation, not just something five people do on a Tuesday night once a month. We need a financial ministry of sorts, although I'll admit I'm still struggling to understand just what I mean by that. This is our path to two full-time ministers, to increased hours and more equitable pay for our staff, to new vibrant programming. All of those in our efforts to seek connections, grow our spirits, and love the whole world. In that vein, we are forming the Sustainability Committee. Okay, I'll admit it hasn't officially been named. That's just how I've been thinking about it in my head. The Sustainability Committee will spearhead fundraising through new methods we've never tried before, incorporate best practices into those new methods and old, and to seek ways to include all of us, no matter our skill sets, giving styles, or financial means, in sustaining the financial health of our beloved community. I am very pleased to announce that Glenn Pearson has agreed to join our financial ministry as the chairperson for this new committee. We will be tapping on some more shoulders in the coming weeks, but in the end, we will be asking all of you to participate. Be prepared. Okay, back to budgets. The Finance Committee and the Board are holding a budget summit this week. No more room for delays. This is where we have to come up with a budget that I can present to you next week at the budget hearing. Well, the dozen or so of you who usually show up anyway. I believe we all go into this meeting this week hoping to streamline our budget, to come out with something that brings Gretchen to full-time sometime during the new fiscal year and provides some equity for our staff in hours and pay rates. But no matter what the details of that budget look like for next year, the financial sustainability of our church clearly depends on all of us. It depends on a changing paradigm where even church finance is a ministry in which we seek connection, grow in spirit, and love the whole world.